the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities. Podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They used to have their hair neatly trimmed and wore nice clothes, sang the same way and the same songs, and they made no money.
Phil Gray here, another episode of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, your weekly installment of fantastic 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. This is episode 446, Wrapping 2020, and we got the episode underway with a band from Oceanport and Long Branch, New Jersey. They're called the Hallmarks. Russ Scalzo, his brother Joseph, and cousin Anthony Scalzo, active while they were all teenagers. Now, they cut a Russ Scalzo original track called I Know Why as early as 1966, and then gave it a new title and some lyric changes, plus some echo and effects in the recording of it, and released it as Soul Shaken Psychedelic Sally on Smash Records Summer 1967, less well-known remake of that as Soul Shaken Psychedelic Santa, starting this episode with a Yuletide theme.
I have really good news. This is one of the greatest accomplishments in history.
Well, there's a picture and information of this band up on our Facebook and Instagram. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk. They are called The Shanes, Shanes with a Y. Released three singles on PV Records 1966 and 1967. This is the A side, of their first 45 from 1966 on PV Records, The Shanes with From My Window.
Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
You're stuck, it always messes my mind. It builds big castles far away. You're stuck, but maybe you'll leave the planets behind. Turns the nighttime into day. You're evil stuff, girl, you're wicked stuff. Your stuff will trip me far away from what I see. Your stuff, it robs me of my senses at night time. Tell them, baby, what you use it for. Your stuff is something that I just can't quite define. Makes me want you all the more. Your evil stuff, girl, your wicked stuff. Your stuff will whisk me far away from what I see. Your stuff dissolves with the walls and the floor. It takes the wetness out of the rain. Your stuff will open up an empty ancient door. Evil stuff, girl, your wicked stuff. Your stuff will whisk me far away from what I see. Your stuff will take me on a magic sailing ship, voyage on a sugar dream.
Okay, that's very good.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Tracks out of the States, The Shanes, From My Window, then from Chicago. Formed 1964, The Knaves recorded two singles. They're a band popular for their covers of Stones tracks, also Lue Lue. They were introduced to Terry Satchin, who was the road manager for the Beach Boys and was busy recording a band called The Flock at Boulevard Studios for Dunwich Records. So The Knaves got the opportunity to record. They recorded seven songs during those sessions, went on to release three singles, 1966 and 1967, although the first one was Leave Me Alone, backed with The Girl I Threw Away, firstly on Glen Records, then on Dunwich Records. But we had a track from The Knaves called Your Stuff. Never released on a 45, gotta be part of that session of seven tracks though. Following The Knaves out of Columbus, Ohio, The Edicates formed 1965. They were known for their British Invasion covers, touring local military bases and teen clubs. They won a Battle of the Bands at a roller rink, the prize being recording time at Music Hole Studios, but they had to record original material. So the band came up with the track we had, She's Gone, A-side of the 45. This band went on to be the house band on a TV show called Dance Party. And if you look for the Edicates, there's a cool clip on YouTube of the dancers introducing themselves while the Edicates jam in the background. So three tracks out of the States. We've got a bit more variety coming up for you for the rest of this show. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Before we get into global garage, let's have another one out of the States. From Tyler, Texas, numerous singles between 65 and 69, best known for a track called A Public Execution. The band, of course, Mouse and the Traps, later known as Mouse, and Positively 13 O'Clock. This track, I Satisfy, released in two versions. Firstly, a long version as an A-side on Fraternity Records, 1968, that was a promo release only. Then the regular length version released backed with Good Times, also on Fraternity Records, 1968. So this is Mouse and the Traps.
I've seen the most beautiful fields, farms, fields, most gorgeous things you've ever seen. And then you have these ugly things.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast.
I've given that G'day, Phil. This is Jamie from Sydney, Australia. Your non-stop 60s global garage punk is fueling the fire for our budding garage band here across the Dutch. So keep it coming.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Don't forget, back episodes available via all good podcasting providers. Several dozen episodes always available. Just go where you go to get your podcast. Search for Retrospect Garage Punk. We had Mouse in the Traps with I Satisfy. Then from here in New Zealand, Auckland, on Decca Records, the Blue Stars, best known for their punk anthem Social End Product, we had a track called Baby Come Home, followed by a band out of Australia. You can read more about them on our Instagram and Facebook. They are called MPD Limited, named after band members Mike, Pete and Danny. Existed for 18 months. Released one album, The Best of MPD Limited, plus two EPs and six singles. We took the B-side of what I believe is their final single from August 1966, a track called I Am What I Am, from Australia's MPD Limited.
Big surge in New Zealand, so, you know, it's terrible. We don't want that.
Well, let's look at some global garage. This band is called Glee Uragani from Mestre, Italy, active from 63 to 67. They gigged regularly in Rome at the Piper Club, known for covering tracks by The Who, The Animals, Kubi and the Blizzards, but I've chosen an Animals cover. This is Chesta e la mia vita, The Animals, It's My Life.
Pugni con la sfortuna per avere qualche cosa, ma tu non mi puoi capire, questo lo so, tu che cosa ne sai di una vita così, io non ho più speranze, lasciami andare. Il mondo non avrò gioco come voglio. Ma tu non dovrai rischiare tutto con me. Ho una tasca di guai, non ho niente per te. Niente per te. Che non mi vuoi lasciare. Tu perdi con me la vita. Ma tu lo sai come vorrei dare a te il mondo intero. Non avrò mai niente,
niente.
Ricorda,
ricorda, io non ho che il tuo amore per me. Il tuo amore a nessuno darai.
Dimmi perché, dimmi perché hai perso la testa.
This is Ravi Shankar. As I travel around the world, I feel that the young people are searching for the means with which to attain peace, happiness, and spiritual awareness. Why not get high on life itself without using any drugs? You young ones, you have the elixir of life. You don't need hard drugs to make your life more meaningful.
A šta je potrebno da bi ta mlada publika bila zadovoljna?
Potrebno je da ih zadovoljimo.
Bez tebe idem sada ja. kad nisam bio sam.
We had Glee Urigani top of the set with Questa alla mia vita out of Italy. Then Le Bel Canto, Canto with a K, on Elite Records out of Canada. Track called Si Chopin. Released 1970, this band existed from 62 through to 71 in Quebec City. Released 4 albums, toured extensively, performances including French versions of The Beatles, The Zombies, Jacques Brel and Charles Aznavour. Canada's Le Bel Canto. And wrapping the set and pictured information on our Facebook and Instagram, a band I've never played before from Beograd, Serbia in the former Yugoslavia. Apparently they sang mostly Beatles songs. They also covered These Boots Are Made for Walking as Plamina 5, but they are known as Plamina Pet. We had their song, Ja nikad nisam bio sam, from former Yugoslavian band Plamina Pet. I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
It's interesting. He's got a very good approval rating, and I like that. It's good.
All right, let's head to Peru for their favourite punk band, Los Psychos. And no, we're not playing Demolición. We're playing what's said to be the second best love song, Los Psychos. This is Ana.
Ana, no huyas de mí, porque Ana, corres de mi amor. Si yo nací para amarte a ti, Ana, no huyas de mí, porque Ana, corres de mi amor. Yeah.
This exploration, this search for new values, has led into a new and dangerous area, the use of narcotics and hallucinogens. The brain, the body, indeed the freedom to do, can be so jeopardized by these drugs that new politics, more realistic values, and a meaningful, less materialistic society may never have the opportunity of becoming a reality.
Oscuros luce ya, flores en la cara se pintó.
From Latin America, Los Psychos, Ana, top of the set. Then Los Johnny Jets out of Mexico, Reynosa, best known for Es Lupe, Spanish version of Hang on Sloopy. Recorded their first album for CBS 1965, ultimately recording six LPs. We had Lost Johnny Jet with Dan Dan, cover of Call Me Lightning. Then back to Peru, from a band formed at the end of the 60s. They're called Los Zanies, Z-A-N-Y-S. Had a track recorded November 1969, but never pressed onto vinyl. It's called Es El Mar from Peru's Los Zanies. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Well, these guys are from North Haven, Connecticut. They're called the Bram Rig Set. Had a hit with their cover of I Can Only Give You Everything, but I don't think this track was released until it was comped many years later. Bram Rig Set with The Who's I Can't Explain.
Too poor to pay her way, too proud to go back. Tonight she'll have a new home in the School for Unclaimed Girls. School for Unclaimed Girls, the runaways. Girls who are one step up from the gutter and one kiss away from jail. School for Unclaimed Girls, sisters of the streets who thought they had it made, only to find themselves used, abused, and abandoned. Now they were all together in a perfumed zoo for teenage she-cats.
Come here, you! Get away from me!
See School for Unclaimed Girls, where a gal is graded on guts, gall, and how she plays the game. School for Unclaimed Girls, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without a parent. School for Unclaimed Girls.
You see the gap.
That's a band called The Invasion, who recorded for Dynamic Sound, a 45 RPM single released December 67, more notably comped on Back from the Grave Volume 4. Do you like what you see from The Invasion? Taking us to the end of Retrospect Episode 446 and wrapping Retrospect for this year. So I'd like to wish all of you a very happy festive season, however you celebrate that. And I truly hope that 2021 will bring good things for you wherever you are. So thank you for supporting the show. I'm going to leave you with an instrumental out of Belgium by a Belgian band leader and composer. You might call this jazz rock more than garage rock, but it's a cool track. 7-inch 45, released 1968, from Roger Mores. It's the A-side, released on Discs Vogue. The track is called ZUG, or Zug, and I'm Phil Gray. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Tragic, horrible, worst in our country's history, a horror show.